dođi mi te čekamo, dođi mi te čekamo, u svemirskim odjelima, dođi je polječemo, u svemirskim odjelima.
Welcome to No Hope, No Fear, radio show dedicated to the music from Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries, and Yugoslav diaspora. I'm your host, Berislav Sabolic, and next hour we'll be spending with the new and newer music from the areas that once made up Yugoslavia. This radio show comes to you on CFMU 93.3 FM in Hamilton and surrounding areas, also online at cfmu.ca. And tonight is also a night, at least for this show, that marks the beginning of our fundraising time. The times are tough. And this year, maybe people don't have as much spare money as we used to. However, there's many other things that come to mind, and one of them is supporting your community and also supporting your community radio station. This radio show that you're listening every Sunday for almost 10 years now is coming to you only through CFMU. And in these times, beginning of the year, we ask for your help with paying our bills. And there are many reasons to support your community radio station. This year, there are a couple of things I would like to remind you to. First of all, your support matters because CFMU is merging with McMaster's newspaper, The Silhouette, to provide even better programming. We have also upgraded and changed many of our information technologies, which costed us a lot of money. And last but not least, there are fewer media outlets in Hamilton, independent and otherwise, than ever before. So the city needs CFMU. There are many ways to donate. One of the best one is to go online to our website cfmu.ca. You can click on the banner fundraising, and you can donate via PayPal. You can also call us make a donation through the phone. And also you can become a patron, support us on a monthly basis. You can go to the cfmu.ca/fundraising and click become a patron. So I will leave it there for now. We'll come back to why support CFMU and a little bit more about CFMU as a radio station and the organization that supports community and also the student body of McMaster University. A little bit later on that, further in the show. However, for now, we're going to go back to the music. Coming back to the music, I have opened up with band from Zagreb, Croatia, Šumski. The name of the track was Tito, and it came from the album which was entitled Ronioci. This album was released originally in 2003. However, early in 2025, just in July of this year, the band has re-released this album on the vinyl, and it was a cooperation between the original publisher Zvuk Močvare and the Zagreb-based record labels PDV Records and Ginger Records. The band has been around for many years. If my memory serves me well, they date to the early 1990s, so they've been with us for more than 30 years. They published numerous albums, and they have played many gigs. They are still very active in terms of playing live. And just at the end of January, they had the celebration of the re-release of Ronioci in Zagreb-based club Močvara. And they were joined by another band that has been around even more than Šumski, and also band who re-released their album. This one comes from Belgrade. The name of the band is Dr. Spira I Ljudska Bića, and they have re-released their debut album Diagnoza, which originally came out for PGP RTB back in 1986. Behind this project is Dr. Spira himself, real name Dušan Mihajlović, who's been around the music scene in Yugoslavia since mid-70s. So he has a lot of years under his belt. He played many different styles of music. He worked as a composer, a performer, but also as a producer and a studio engineer for many, many important Yugoslav recordings. The story of Diagnoza LP is actually a very interesting one. The album was recorded originally on the turn of the decades, right between 1979 and 1980. Dušan Mihajlović, a.k.a. Dr. Spira, went to London, and he was ready to release the album for PGP RTB, one of the major labels back in these days in Yugoslavia. And however, when he was in London, he pressed 50 copies of the album just on his own cost, and he shared it with his friends. However, the PGP RTB refused to print the record after the fact, and so those 50 units that were pressed by the artist himself became a huge collector's item, especially because he actually every record that just had a blank center label, and the artist himself wrote all the track information, all the other info on the label itself. Now Things have changed by mid 80s. The new director at the PGPRTB decided to release the album, and in the 1986 there was a release, final release of Diagnosa. However, I believe it was something like 2,000 copies or 5,000 copies. Very small run for Yugoslavia in that times, and that record as well became a collector item. And finally, fast forward to 2024, Dušan Mihajlović, aka Dr. Spira, has finally re-released the album again on the vinyl, remastered in a beautiful sound. You can find it through artists' Bandcamp or just search a little bit on the Google and you will get to it. Also, one way to check it is to go to cfmu.ca and click the playlist of this episode. I will leave the link to the Bandcamp page of Dr. Spira there. Now, we will listen to one song from Diagnosa. This is a track number 2 on the A side, and it's entitled Slobodan Pad. Here is Dr. Spira again on CFMU.
PM of Wednesday, the 12th of March. You guessed it, it's open mic at The Grind. The Grind once again teamed up to present the brightest and most talented people in our community, and they are actually you. If you'd like to be a talent, stop by at The Grind to sign up, which is located at the basement of Togo Salmon Hall, the Arts Quad. If you'd like to just come have a seat, get a little drink or coffee, listen to your McMaster community singing their hearts out, that's okay too. Once again, 6 p.m. of Wednesday, 12th of March, Open Mic Night at the Grind, located at the basement of Art Squad.
Dusted off. No hope, no fear.
Prasino, prasincino, čuvaj se. Evo ti na, evo ti pitango jedno.
Dolazim slomljen, najzad našao sam put. Svako drvo čini mi se već da znam. Želim da čujem neki dobro poznat zvuk, jer tišina neće dati odgovor šta tražim. Vreme žetve, bit će da je već tu kraj. Pogled u sumnje, znam da putem prati me. Nekog drugog, čekali ste u salu. To nisam ja. Znam da me nećete shvatiti, oni sebi ne mogu objasniti zašto sam danas poželeo da baš mene čekate.
So following the Dr. Spira I Ljudska bića Slobodan Pad from their freshly repressed album Diagnoza, we have gone into our Dusted Off section, which I haven't played in a long time, a section where I play songs and the bands that are largely forgotten, I play them mostly from the records. And this time I have chosen a band Mai from their only release, the single Još uvek sanjam and Vreme žetve. I have played the B-side Vreme žetve, Time of Harvest. And the reason I played it, and I played it right after Dr. Spira, is the fact that Dr. Spira, back in 70s, used to be one half of the acoustic duo Mira and Spira. And in that formation, he has written a lot of songs which were never published, at least not as Mira and Spira. However, they were published by other artists. One of the most well-known songs that Dr. Spira was author and was released by other artists was Prvi Sneg, First Snow. That was basically from the Moje Bube debut album by Suncokret back in 1977. And also the song that we have just heard, the band Mai recorded, Vreme žetve, Time of Harvest, which was also authored by Dušan Mihajlović, a.k.a. Dr. Spira. Different sound, beautiful song altogether. I've heard it for the first time just a couple of months ago, and since then I've played a lot of time, and it's a really beautiful melody. I really enjoy listening to that song. That was back in 1975, so 50 years ago. And from 1975, we're gonna spring back into the present. The February 7th was the release date of the album, which we're going to hear next. The name of the artist is Black Mama, and it's a band/project originally from Bosnia-Herzegovina, from the city of Sarajevo. The new album, Taksirat, is published by Dallas Records, and it's a second album by Black Mama. It's a follow-up to their debut album, Exil. The band and the album itself is a brainchild of the artist named Emir Balic. He is the author of all the music on the new album, and this album he has recorded with his colleagues on three locations. The album itself was put together between Italy, Slovenia, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. I've listened to it a couple of times, and I really liked a couple of songs. I'm going to play you two songs tonight. We're going to hear Via Yugoslavia, which is one of the opening singles for that album. After that, we're going to listen to one more track from Taksirat. This one is called Nema veze. So here is Black Mama on CFMU with Via Yugoslavia and Nema veze.
Ja razmišljam o tome da se vratim domu svome. Da više ne znam baš odakle sam, a šta me čeka tamo vrlo dobro znam. Ja kad razmišljam o tome da te povedem sa sobom, da se popenjemo na neba sva, baš i ne znam šta ću na nebu ja. Posmatram je danima, kaže da je nestala, kaže kad je svoja kao da je molina, prolazi me gorčina, ne možeš izgubiti šta ne dobiti. Ponekad je bolo, ponekad je solo, ista je to materija, uvijek prava stvar. Ja planiram već dugo da se sakrijem na brodu, pa da ilegalno uđem u UK, a legalno vratim preko granice. Ja ne mogu da brinem, ovaj život je prekratak, ovaj svijet je tako beskrajno lijep, da se krenu kada čuju drugčije. Posto kad je danima, kaže da je nestala, kaže kad je svoja kao da je moja, prolazi me gorčina. Ne možeš izgubiti, a ništa ne dobiti, ponekad je pola, ponekad je sol, ista je to materija, uvijek prava stvar.
CFMU, redefining radio in your community. Looking to support us further? Look no further. Go to cfmu.ca/fundraising to learn more.
Ne tužne, lijepe, ružne, ne.
listening to CFMU, and you have just heard two songs by Black Mama Project Band from Sarajevo, and those two tracks came from their brand new album Taksirat, which came out on February 7th, 2025. It was published for now in digital form only by Dallas Records. And we are moving back to our fundraising. It is fundraising time here at CFMU, just the beginning of the March. And I urge you to support our radio station, a radio station that has been around for no less than 47 years. We are one of the three oldest campus and radio stations in Canada. The other two are CKCU in Ottawa and CFRC in Kingston. And basically, this programming and that you're listening to right now is produced by CFMU, and so is majority of our programming. We do have shows that are syndicated in the station across Canada, and we do support our community. There are numerous shows which are dedicated to different immigrant communities like Armenia, Portugal, Italy, Sudan, Arabic show, also Yugoslav, Croatian as well. You name it, we play a lot of the music which is not commercial. You will never hear music like we play in this show or many other shows on CFMU, on any commercial radio station. We give the voice to the alternative, not only in our community, but artists across the world. Our radio station, now that it is on the internet, is not listened only in the Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. It's also listened to in all of the North America and much wider all over the world. Two ways to donate are you can go on our website and click on one-time PayPal donation. Let me just mention that if you do one-time donation and it is $30 or more, you are entitled to the Friends of CFMU card, and this card gives you discounts at many good businesses, stores, and services, service providers all across the Hamilton area. You will find a full list on the CFMU.ca. The other way to donate is to become our supporter on a monthly basis, and you can do that if you go onto the fundraising site at CFMU.ca and click on Become a Patron. So help us keep us on the air, and we'll give you back with our programming and all the support we give to the community. Back to music now. I'm gonna play a song which I used to play a lot some 8 to 10 years ago. I haven't played it actually in a couple of years, and it's such a great track that I just remembered the other day, and I want to play it again. The track was originally recorded back in 2014 by the Belgrade-based band Cruellas. It is their demo track entitled Dobrodošli u Lazu, Welcome to Laza. Here is Cruellas and Welcome to Laza.
Dobro jutro, kafica i tost. Dobar dan, jeste li za čaj ili jedan mali koktel? Iako baš niste, mi ćemo vam dati, ne bismo voleli da vam se svijest vrati. Dobar dan, jeste li za čaj ili jedan mali koktel? Iako baš niste, mi ćemo vam dati, ne bismo voljeli da vam se svijest vrati.
Let's briefly summarize what we know, shall we? The 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and finally the 90s. No Hope, No Fear. Stories of Yugoslav Music with Berislav Sabolic.
Spomini hruhi, sela skaja,
Right after Cruella's and Welcome to Laza, we have heard the new single by Haiku Garden band from Ljubljana, Slovenia. It just came out virtually last week. It is the third single that announces their third studio album, which is gonna come out just like this single did for Kappa Records from Ljubljana. And now for something much different, we're gonna listen to new songs from the new EP by Belgrade-based hardcore band named Neven. We played their music back in 2024 when they just came out with their first EPs. They've been since then releasing for Ginger Records, and they've put out a couple of EPs which have all been in addition to the digital version been pressed in the vinyl. That is the case with the latest EP. EP is called Zakon Ljubavi. It came just recently. And from this EP, we're going to be listening to two tracks, Blagoslov Neznanja and Zakon Ljubavi. This is going to take us to almost the end of this radio show. I'll just have a time for track or two right after that. Here is Neven with Blagoslov Neznanja and Zakon Ljubavi.
Ljubavi! Wow! Never!
So this was new Neven from Belgrade, two tracks from their EP entitled Zakon Ljubavi. We have enough time, I would say, to play at least one or two songs from Culture Shock. Culture Shock, a band from Seattle, U.S. However, it is a brainchild of Srđan Jevđević, a.k.a. Gino Banana, artist from Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina. And the reason I'm going to play Culture Shock right now is the fact that in 2023 they have published a single for Tentacle, Alternative Tentacles Records, Jello Biafra's record label. And I believe Srđan or Gino Banana is the first Yugoslav artist that published for this famous punk hardcore record label. If I'm not correct, please let me know. In any case, the single came out in 2023. It is a 7-incher with two songs. The musically, the vinyl doesn't bring anything new. The two tracks on that record, King and Country Mohammed, have been taken from the album Integration, which was originally self-released by band back in 2000. And nine, the songs in the meantime have been remastered for vinyl, and it's great to play music from the Alternative Tentacles records in this radio show. So here is Culture Shock with King.
Welcome to Teatro Mio.
Thank you.
King for today. This was Srđan Jevđević and his Culture Shock, taken from the single published by Alternative Tentacles from US Jello Biafra's record label. And this song concludes tonight's episode. I hope you enjoy in this mixture of older and newer music. I had a couple of more tracks on the playlist, but this time I've spent a little bit more time talking, so I'll keep some of the songs for the next Sunday. So this is the end of tonight's episode. Please donate to CFMU. You can do it on cfmu.ca. And until next time, have a good evening, have a good night, and have a good week. The overnight programming is always great at CFMU, and we just have the brand new episodes of Sounds of Korean Underground, Octopus Army, and Niche Album Nights coming up in next 3 hours. So stay tuned to CFMU, and until next Sunday, have a good week.
Looking to unwind to some jazz? Discover untapped local talent. Learn about your community. Or hear something really crazy? You're in the right spot. Here at 933, we're listener-supported radio. We have programming you simply will not find anywhere else. To learn how to support us further, check out cfmu.ca/fundraising for more information.